Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Pat, and I'm back with another episode on the Walking in Truth podcast.
Season 2.
We're doing a little bit different this year. We're trying to be consistent, trying to make sure we drop an episode every single week for you guys. Let me know what you guys want us to talk about. Let us know what you want to hear. And for this episode, we just want to get into what we have planned for the new year's. You know, everybody goes into the new year's with a new resolution. Some people go to the gym, want to start working out again. For me, it's definitely going to start making more videos consistently, dropping videos every Wednesday and Friday. So if you are not subscribed to the channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button, like this video. Alex, what you got planned for the new year, man?
Man, this new year, man, I got a lot of great things on the way. Can't really talk about it too much. Just a lot of growth, a lot of tapping more into my craft, man. So 2021 is definitely going to be a level up. It's going to be a growth year. So we're definitely working on some things to start off the year. We have already made it through 1 month already.
So. Hey, man. It's been a good month so far. I can't even complain about anything that's been going on. Because honestly, just with the vaccine and everything coming out, It really looked like 2021 might actually be the year.
Yeah, I'm ready to take off these masks, bro.
We don't got them on right now, but
the back of my ears, bro. Oh my god,
that's when you got the mask on too tight.
Too long, man. Yep. Too long. How did Eddie Lee like the little ring around your ear? That should be
hurting, bro. Nah, but 2021 is definitely gonna be a good year.
Yeah,
I just see. What I noticed is a lot of people has really been like, they've been focused on the things that they wanted to do. Yep. And that's just been based off of how like 2020 was. Like a lot of people, you know, a lot of people started their own businesses. They started making more music, working on their craft.
Yeah. I would say the positive, you know what I'm saying, of 2020 as far as like, we were able to, you know, look at ourselves and be able to realize like we still got work to do.
Yeah.
Not as an individual and as collective, whether it be friends or family, you know, just tapping into what we, giving us a chance to tap into what we really want to tap into. Because nobody was really working unless you were, they could classify you as an essential worker. Nobody was really working for real. So we were all at home. So they gave us the time to really, to just work on ourselves and just be where we want to be at. So a lot of people just, 2020, man, you see a lot of people just tapping into stuff you never knew they even had ideas of or wanted to even do, and it's beautiful. So I'm definitely looking forward to what they got to offer.
No, yeah, because like for me, I felt like this YouTube channel probably wouldn't even have been created. Like I was always the type of person who always felt like I didn't know how to explore creativity, because you know, like we got y'all Bari, everybody making music, right? Yeah. That's their way of creativity. But I was like, all right, I gotta figure out what's my lane, what's the way I go into.
That's what it's all about, man. You know, with that, you can't really, with that, that shit gotta come to you. Like,
yeah.
And when it do, you gotta hit the ground running. Because that, if you don't, you're just wasting what God give you, man. So with time, everything is gonna, you know what I'm saying, go the right way, go its course and stuff like that. So when you do find that time, definitely jump on that.
And that's what I'm saying. I think like because I had so much time during like 2020, I was really able to like practice. Like I was really able to get into like just editing, filming, the different types of cameras that you could use. Like for me, I wouldn't know anything about cameras because, you know, usually it's Aaron or somebody who usually comes up with, oh, let me take pictures, let me do this. Because originally, Aaron was the one who started vlogs.
Yeah.
He's the one who has the most vlogs on his phone and on everything.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, all right, let me try recording. Let me see what happens. And, you know, here we are. So do you think that – actually, a better question. Why do you think people don't end up reaching or completing their New Year's resolutions successfully?
I would say personally, it would be, you know, distractions or just things just come up. Things just happen to where that has to, you know, take a back seat for a minute.
Yeah.
Whether it be, you know what I'm saying, just like, you know, with like just trying to get your stuff together in other areas, stuff like that. Something just more important just happens, man. And I think that's just with like life, period. But I think when that goes, what goes with that, I think it should be like, you should try to find a balance, you know, try to find a balance. If this goal that you set at the beginning of the year and by the end of the year you want to complete it, mm-hmm. just same way you find time to complete everything else, that has to be a priority. So I feel like, you know, just things start to, you know what I'm saying, just got to whack. And sometimes it's hard to get back on. But when you do get back on, you got to figure out how to stay on.
Yeah.
So I just feel like that's what it is. I think that's what it is. It's just more so discipline than anything.
Yeah. I agree with you on that, because towards the end of the year, I realized that a lot of the things that I was doing, especially when it came to recording, like, I would do everything first, and then I'd be like, oh, snap, I got to record. Like, I forgot to record. And then the next day, I push it back. I'm like, oh, yeah. I still got to record. And then a week go by, and I'm like, okay, I
can't record. And, like, the thing is, you don't want to get into, like, this procrastination cycle, because it's a never-ending cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to continue to start from day one. And that, by the time that happens, you add up all them day ones, it's 2022.
And that's why... And that's why I literally was like, all right, if I'm gonna really take, like, making videos and doing everything seriously, I was like, I gotta get off social media for at least the next month or two.
Tell us about that, because I seen the message. I'm not gonna lie, I seen the message. I was like, damn, I can't give up the secular music because I need my Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah,
but everything got to drink water and you know, get off social media. That ain't shit,
man. All right,
but
so
I need my secular music, bro. All right, so I love hip hop.
All right, so I'm doing this 2 month. I'm calling it 2 month purity, because it's kind of like, not only am I cleansing my body, but I'm also cleansing my mind. So, like, the things that come into my mind, the ideas, so that I focus more on the things that I really want to accomplish, and I focus more on just being able to hone in on that creativity, having that creative mind. So for literally 2 months, I'm not going to be on social media. Like, I'm still going to go on social media, post, like, if I drop a new video or whatever, just to market. But I'm not going to stay on social media. I'm not going to listen to certain types of music just so, like, I can focus. Mm-hmm. Because I realize if I start getting into certain types of music, I start to, like, literally just listen to music. Yeah. Like, I just be there the whole time. Just, all right, I'm not really going to be focused on working and stuff like that. Because sometimes music is distracting.
Yeah.
Like, you pay more attention to the music because, like, you start enjoying it. You're like, oh, okay, this is hard. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, it's just making sure that your mind is focused on what you're trying to accomplish. And then when it comes to, like, food and water, like, people think that only benefits your body, but it also affects the way that you think.
Yeah.
So the reason why people would say, oh, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, not because, oh, it's health. I mean, not because it's necessarily healthy for your body, but because it wakes your mind up. So, like, people would eat breakfast before school and stuff. And it shows that, like, the people who've eaten breakfast in the morning before school tend to be more focused and tend to analyze things better than those who never did. So I just wanted to go back to, like, how I used to be, not only just with my mind, but also just getting into shape as well. So it's like combining the two things that I want to accomplish into one. And 2 months.
So after these 2 months, if you feel like, God forbid, you feel like, all right, man, I kind of slacked, you know, I didn't necessarily do this the right way. You're gonna do it at another 2 months? And what are you expecting to get out of, like, as far as, what is the main goals you got? Like, you want to be more disciplined. You want to just be closer to, you know, God and stuff like that. Just being more aligned with who you are. So is that what you really want to get at?
So for me, like, towards the end of the year, I wrote everything down. Like, what I wanted to do, what I wanted to accomplish, the things that I had ideas for, right? Mm-hmm. And then right after that, I was like, okay, videos is one of the things that I'm focused on. So I'm like, okay, for that, I got to be consistent. So I was like, okay, I'm going to start Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right? Those are the days I'm going to focus on literally making videos. So Monday is the day that I record videos. Wednesday, edit, post one. Boom. Thursday, edit, post another one on Friday. So it's literally just staying consistent, making sure that everything I do is disciplined. I'm creating myself a schedule so that after these 2 months, it becomes a routine. Mm-hmm. Because you, like, the same way that you make bad habits is the same way that you make good habits. Yep. You have to literally do the same things over and over again until you're literally getting used to them. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make sure that, like, my body and everything is accustomed to just doing the same thing over and over again in a way that, like, it won't be hard or I won't have to procrastinate because it'll be a part of my schedule.
All right, well, I might be right over there with you, man. I think I won't get fully pure because, you know, that secular music, man. Just do something to me, man.
I mean, there's nothing, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just for me personally, I know with certain types of music I listen to, I'm just like, all right, if I'm listening to Drake 24/7, I'm gonna be hyped.
But the type of music I get you, bro. But the type of music I listen to, bro, it make me focus, bro. So like, So the secular music is like, dang, it's like what else I'm gonna listen to? If I listen to jazz, I'm gonna fall asleep.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Anything else, it's like, bro, it's not gonna hit the same. I'm not gonna be as focused.
No, but I'm not like that. Like, I can't listen to hype music because
I be focused, man. I don't know how.
I don't. And
I think for me, if I were to do that and I was to cut out circular music, it'd take some time for me, but I would definitely look into it, trying. I just don't want to negate not looking into it for me. But yeah, of course, man. I think what you're doing, honestly, is in the long run, it's going to help you because it's going to create you a different path as far as just discipline. I think that's the main thing. For you to even do this for 2 months, it's going to take discipline.
And that's the thing. I have never taken a break off of social media for longer than a week. So it's like, for me to actually just sit there, like, nothing on my, like, it's not even like I logged out of the account. Like, there's no app on my phone. Like, I deleted every single one. So it's like, everybody's like, oh, yeah. Like today, for instance, Nassim and Johnny call me, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you been on Twitter? You didn't see all the messages? Even Tyree, they were talking about, oh, Tyree backing you up on Twitter. I can't see nothing because I'm not on social media. So I had them literally telling me everything was happening, all that. Because I know if I download it, then I'm going to end up being on there for the next 3 hours instead of actually, like...
I'm not going to lie. It does take a lot of your day. It does take a lot. And I think, right, the type of app that it is now, you can actually set yourself a timer.
Yeah.
And my timer be going off all the time. I set it for 30 minutes. I click and then, right off and be on that for another 2 hours, man. Exactly. So I think for me though, that's a thing I need to definitely.
They try you. They say you ain't got no timer.
I ain't got no timer. I do got a timer on mine. No, they
ain't gonna disrespect me though. Oh my goodness. Nah.
Hey, shout out to Chloe Bailey. You know what I'm saying? Chloe Bailey, that's number one. Did your thing.
Hey, there was a day that Alex was literally watching this girl's busted challenge for like 30 minutes. Dang, this man is sick. Hold on, Tyree.
Yeah, you can't just hop Tyree, on the show.
They're not even gonna be able to see you, bro. Here,
you gonna walk right in front of you. Of course.
Take the microphone.
Listen. This man was watching Chloe Bailey for about a good 6 hours out of the day.
So?
We only got 24 hours in the day.
Okay, 18 left.
And he was watching Chloe for about 6. Yeah. That says enough.
I ain't ashamed. I ain't ashamed.
There you go. This man is sick.
There you have it.
Six hours. But you see, that's the perfect example right there.
Yeah, what?
You literally wasted 6 hours watching this dumb Lily bust it down.
Yeah.
And
but it was for me a growing experience. I recognized my problem. I watched it I've been it over there, but I recognized the problem. Now I'm gonna work on it. I'm watching for an hour.
This man is sick. No, but honestly, I really think it's gonna be a good year for everybody because there is, I don't know, I just feel like we've been through so much in 2020 that it's like
it's well overdue at this
point. Like there's no way this year not gonna be good. Yeah, like there's no way.
I think from here on it's gonna be good. We getting somehow, some way, we're going to get control of this corona thing. We still got a long way to go, but I think we got a new presidency. So,
oh, yeah, that too.
So with that being said, I think so with that, that's gonna start the way how they handling the White House now. I think right now, we're in good hands to a certain extent. I still need to see what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
You know, so far they have definitely done what they promised. Most of it. I know other stuff is gonna take time, but right now, you know, it's off to a good start.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie. Joe Biden been working.
Yeah, I'm saying
it's been.
Him and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, they've been working.
Yeah.
Like, they really been trying to get all this thing together.
So, I just hope that, you know, it continues for the next 4 years, man. I know we living in two different Americas, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm definitely going to speak on that always. So, I feel like once we get that side of America together, then we got something.
Hey, man.
For real.
The only thing that matters is progress.
Yeah.
As long as we moving forward and we not staying in the same spot, that's all that really matters, to be honest. Because, man, the one thing, like, the way everything has been going is, like, it just seemed like everything was just piling on. Like, everything was just adding up.
It was just too much, man, because we had somebody in there who was just, he used a power for bad. It's like you could have helped so many people. You talking about, you get up in there and you talk about what you're doing. You're not really doing nothing. You're causing havoc. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff, the way he went out was all on him.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like right now, like, we got somebody in here that's actually gonna give.
Yeah, and that's
about
the thing.
Everybody, not just a certain race of a people. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what's good. It's gonna help. It's not just gonna help black people. It's gonna help white people. It's gonna help Hispanic people. Everybody, all races. So I think that's what's important. That's what we need. We don't need somebody that's just gonna be in there. They ain't like what Obama did. Like,
yeah, exactly. Come on, man.
What he did was a start for something good.
Yeah.
You come in there for them last 4 years. Hell, no, I'm glad I didn't give an eight. Thank God. The last 4 years and fucked up everything. So now the people.
It literally was like 4 years back. Yeah.
He pushed us 4 years back. After 8 years, he pushed us forward. You know what I'm saying? So. Right now, I know they got a lot of work to do, but putting in the work and the time, as long as they're doing that, then that's what I give a damn about.
No, but yeah, 2020 is definitely, I mean, 2021.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Remember when you was in high school and when a year changed and you had to write the day on the paper?
Yeah. I used to still be like, yeah.
Still write 2020.
Yeah, man.
But, like, I don't know. It just feels like it's something in the air. Like,
and I also want people to know, man, that I hope this changed a lot of people's minds as far as, like, you know, people saying, oh, my vote don't count.
Yeah.
Oh, my vote don't do this. Your vote matters. Your voice matters. Your life matters. And 2020 election definitely showed y'all that.
Yeah.
So from here on out, I don't want to hear, no, I'm not going to vote. Oh, this not going to happen. That narrative is dead. Look what the hell we just did. We got this man out of here. Of course, you know what I'm saying? The people that he riled up, you know what I'm saying? The people that he brought together to rile up the world and shit, they upset. They storming the Capitol and shit. But that ain't got nothing to do with the people that's doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like the people that's using that was using that whole narrative that they vote didn't matter, today, this year, is a new year. So.
No, yeah, I agree completely. And honestly, I think you said the best. This might be the best way to end the video. Right. I'm not even gonna lie. All right, so this is episode 1 of season 2, the Walking the Truth podcast, coming out every week. Make sure you guys stay tuned.
We back, Mup.
We back.
We back. Season 2, episode 1. We back. Featuring Tyree. Come back. Come back. Come back.
Come
back.
Tyree. Tyree, come back. Here you go.
Check me out. I wasn't in this one that much because I was off for a minute. But that next episode, I'm going to be there. Stay tuned.
We out.
Almost fail. He almost failed.
Hey. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Almost failed.
Turn it off.